Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. What is the means and what is the end? The end is the end goal, is what you're trying to do. It's how you say, yeah, that thing happened, that's what we're doing here. The means is how you got there. The means is the tool that gets there. The highway is generally the means to get you where you're going, although not always. If you're on a road trip, the highway may be the end. The highway may be the goal, enjoying the road trip itself. In whatever you do, make sure you know the difference between the means and the ends. We often think of money as the end. The goal of a business is to make money. If we made money, we have succeeded. But what if money is the means, not the end? What is your goal? What is your ideal life? What is the outcome you wish to achieve? What would make you say that was a good life, that was a good project, that was successful? I suspect it is not a giant pile of money. It would be meaning, it would be joy, it would be connection, it would be having an impact in the world. It'd be people saying to you, you changed my life. It'd be saying, this is possible, this happened. Money simply makes things possible. Money gives you the freedom to not have to work another job so you can focus on your business. Money lets you donate or build a project. Money is simply a tool. Money isn't even really a thing, it's a measurement of a thing. It's a storehouse of value. You can't eat money, you can't drink money, you can't live on money. You can exchange money for things that have real value. So what is the means and what is the end in whatever you are doing? What is that end goal? What is the thing that you would say, yes, that's it, we've done what we set out to do? I bet it's not a pile of money. And even if your goal is to make $1 million, when you have $1 million, then what? You're just gonna print out your bank statement, hang it on the wall, and be like, yeah, there's $1 million. No, you're probably gonna spend it on something. Maybe it's a yacht. Maybe it's launching a charity. Maybe it's retiring and committing your life to painting. Whatever it is, what is the end? And is money even necessary for it? So often we chase money, we focus on money, thinking it is the end, not realizing that that end may be distracting us from the end we actually want. That we don't need as much money as we think, because our goal is to spend more time with the family, or make more art, or contribute more, or bring people together. What is the true end goal, and are you acquiring the right means to achieve it? I'd like to encourage you to go to guywhoknowsaguy.com/links. I got a few things going on there. Global Networking Summit, the new course I have, and some other good stuff. So guywhoknowsaguy.com/links. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with a push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.